Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best-looking, smartest, and, of course, most humble fellow I know.
And, of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a snoop. Mwah!
Welcome back. 7 till the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. In the third decade of the 21st century now, in our 24th year, I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with a new friend, Jamie Bowers, Communications Director for the American Security Institute. Jamie, tell us about your group.
So our group was formed really in 2018, and we cover two really big issues. One is this idea of free speech and censorship, especially big tech and corporate censorship. We have a website at challengecensorship.com, which I encourage people to go look at. We also deal with the threat of China. So we also deal with some foreign issues.
Good.
As well.
I'm glad you're doing that. And give us the website, please.
Challengecensorship.com.
Challengecensorship.com?
Correct.
Okay, so Jamie, folks, we're talking about this. What's been going on with the assault, the full on assault on our First Amendment liberties, and I really think people have got to quit. You know, we got to look around us and see what's going on, Jamie. And what's incredible to me is the media is doing this. I mean, Randall Allen, the chief content officer for Forbes, wrote a piece in January saying, if you work for Trump administration, our organization will hunt you down, go to wherever you're looking for a job, and convince those people not to hire you. Essentially, he said, we're going to do everything we can to prevent you from ever working again, just because you were associated with Trump. In what universe, Jamie? This is a media. This is an organization that became a global standard on the back of free speech.
Yeah, it's disgusting to see that kind of viciousness. And I understand the idea of disagreeing with somebody and not agreeing with their positions or what they say. But that's what free speech is all about. The best way to battle speech you don't like is more speech. It's to convince people that's the wrong ideas, and to get more exposure to it.
Just let people make their own decision. This is what has made us great, folks. Suppression does not make us great. So how do we? Oh, by the way, I need to let the record show that our friend Steve Forbes, the grandson of the founder, denounced that article and said that the guy spoke for himself. He didn't speak for the company. But the point is that there are people in that profession today, that the Wall Street Journal journalists in the press room complained to the publisher of Wall Street Journal about the editorial board. About their own, they tried to squelch their own editorial of members. So how do we fix this? What do we do? What's the first thing people listening, give us some things we can do to try to recover?
Sure. I think there's a number of different things you can do, that your listeners can do. One, we have a petition at challengecensorship.com that I encourage people to sign, and it'll also allow you to get updates on these threats against your freedoms. Two, I think you should avoid where you can, using the products from companies and social media firms that are hell-bent on suppressing speech. So Twitter,
as of this year, we do not post on Twitter or Facebook anymore.
We're publishers. Understand why.
We're publishers. This is what we do. We distribute content, and we chose not to go on their platform.
Well, I think that's a smart move at this point. And then the third thing is, be respectful of other people's speech. the part of being allowed to have free speech is also understanding that there are going to be people who are saying things that you don't agree with, and they have every right to do so.
That's
you
right.
can disagree with them, but do it in a way where it's a true debate. Don't fall into the trap of being a suppressionist yourself with ideas and
right.
speech that you don't like.
Yeah, and
so those are the three things.
And I'm going to say something I've been saying now for a long time. Take a hiatus from social media. You'll be fine. I promise you, you'll be fine. What do you think, Jimmy? Last thoughts?
We 15 years ago, we were all doing just fine without Facebook.
That's exactly right. The world was fine before social media. Jimmy Bowers, ladies and gentlemen, he's with the American Security Institute. And he'll be back another day. Jamie, thanks for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.